just can't forget you, and I can't stop thinking about your crazy love. Crazy love.
Is the corpses of the Allman Brothers with various ghosts attached. And that was beautiful, guys. Thank you. This one written by the famous Jimmy Webb. It's the Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. The Wichita lineman is still on the line. ¶¶ Wichita lineman is still on the line.
That was the late Glenn Campbell making a posthumous appearance here, his debut appearance, in fact, on WSUK. Coming up, it's the corpse of Elvis Costello, one of his biggest hits of all time.
Understand you were not impressed, but I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines, 'cause I don't know if you've been loving somebody. I only know it is a mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Did leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand, but he took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Costello, thank you, all the way from England in the United Kingdom. And we'll be right back on WSUK with more dead, live dead entertainers for your listening pleasure. It's none other than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Lived a man I know, picked up nature named Sir Sight. Stop. house out here. I think I'll stay for a while.
Unusual guests tonight.
The corpses of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Flea and Company. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
I think that was John Frusciante on the guitar.
Well,
before he,
who knows? They go through guitarists like Spinal Tap goes through drummers. And as promised, it's none other than Kiss.
Everything you got, you keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin, the party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day.
You keep on saying you've been mine for a while. You looking fancy and I like your style. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You show us everything you've got. Well, baby, baby, that's quite a lot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting. I wanna rock and roll all night and party every day. I wanna rock and roll.
Kiss. I don't know how they do it. It's just astounding. The stamina. Thank you very much, guys. And those were our very dear friends. Kiss.
Thanks.
Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and Paul Stanley. Thank you very much.
The ambiguously gay Paul Stanley.
Who knows? boys are hot tonight. I'll tell ya.
It was nearing. These guys are nearly 70 years old and still kicking ass.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for our first hello, we'd never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I stop walking, but there's so much you never know.
Is the word. That was Kiss. Oh, beautiful, guys.
It was a rare Peter Criss performance.
I was going to mention that. One exceptional thing about that performance, Peter Criss stepped out from behind the kit, and we had our friend Mr. Carr behind the drums while Peter Criss sang lead, and that was really beautiful. Very touching, very moving. Very professional. We love you. We love you guys. Big round of applause for Kiss.
Brought a fissure to my anal cavity. It was great.
And now, here is that bunch of juvenile delinquents to give you their theme song.
A bunch of juvenile liquid bastards.
That's exactly what they are.
We got Riff out there and all those other guys.
And Riff is gonna start it off.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, Your company is expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet. Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking. Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
At the dance tonight at the gym.
But the gym's neutral territory.
I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-O.
So everybody dress up sweet and sharp and meet Tony and me at the gym. And walk tall.
We always walk tall. We're jets! The greatest!
When you're a jet,
you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with a heavyweight crown.
When you're a jet, you're the swinginest thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clicking. The sharks will stay clear, 'cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken. Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well. Here come the jets, little world, step aside. Better go underground, better run, better hide. We're drawing a line, so keep your noses hidden. We're hanging a sign, says visitors forbidden. And we ain't kidding. Here come the jets, yeah, and we're gonna beat every last buggin' gang on the whole buggin' street, on the whole buggin' lovin' street! Yeah!
All right, thank you. The cast of West Side Story, ladies and gentlemen, brought back to life for your listening pleasure tonight. Dear kindly Sergeant Kropke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks, golly.
Gee, Officer Kropke.
How are we gonna do this?
Well, we're gonna have to switch around. I mean, are you gonna be action or what are we gonna do?
I don't know. You start off.
All right, I'll start. Dear kindly Sergeant Kropke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies. It's too fucking fast again.
Same thing. So fast.
Motherfuckers.
So
all right, here we go.
Fast.
Gotta speed this up a little bit. That's why you need crank. Dear kindly Sergeant Kropke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers are all our junkies, our fathers all our drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. Gee, Officer Kropke, we're very upset. We're very upset.
One more time. If we don't get it, fuck it.
Well, fuck Officer Kropke. Dear kindly Sergeant Kropke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers are all our junkies, our fathers all our drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks. Gee, Officer Kropke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us there is good. There is good, there is good, there is good. There is untapped good, like inside the worst of us is good.
That's a touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough. With all their marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right! Officer Kropke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be curbed. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed! We're disturbed, we're disturbed. We're the most disturbed, like we're psychologically disturbed.
In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on account he ain't had a normal home.
Hey, I'm depraved on account I'm deprived.
So take him to a head shrinker.
My father is a bastard. My mom's SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes, Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. And sociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We
I
are sick. We are sick. We are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In my opinion, this child don't need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease.
So take him to a social worker.
Dear kindly social worker, they say you'll earn a buck, like be a soda jerker, which means I'd be a schmuck. It's not I'm antisocial, I'm only anti-work. Sorry, sorry, that's why I'm a jerk.
Eek, Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good.
We're no good. We're no earthly good. Like the best of us is no damn good.
Trouble is he crazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's grown.
Krupke, we've got troubles of our own. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees. Cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. Gee, Officer Krupke, what are we to do? Gee, Officer Krupke,
Krupp you!
Thank you. That was the dead cast of West Side Story.
Krupp you, Officer Krupke.
I love this music.
So full of music, this music.
Back to Brooklyn, baby.
There is something going down, and I can feel it on the wings of the air.
And, there's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way, everybody's saying, to do each and every little thing. But what good does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got you, baby? Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my brain, I see your face again. I know my frame of mind. So blind, and I'm glad, so, so very glad. I'm a man, can't you see what I am? I live and breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you, ain't got you, baby? To love somebody the way I love you. I know you don't know what it's like. All right. They're really, really cranking them out here. Okay. The Bee Gees are going to take a break, but they'll be back later, and they'll be taking requests. And right now, we're going to pause for station identification and be back very shortly. That was our new intern, by the way, calling out the call letters in his own special way.
Yeah, we got a bunch of new interns from New Palsy. Well, we call them that, but they get offended.
Our friends at the Morose Brewing Company, one of our sponsors tonight, back with us, coming back for their second set now, is the Bee Gees, and they have a question for you. Maybe one of you can call us up and answer it.
You win a watermelon pie if you get the answer right.
You win a trip, free dinner at Sambo's if you can answer this question. I dare you. I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrow. And how can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? Tell me, how can you mend this broken man?
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow. And how can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down? Stop the sun from shining. What makes the world go round? Tell me, how can you mend this broken man? Oh, how can a loser ever win? Please help.
The one and only BG.
It's actually pretty good.
Along with the corpses of Morris and Robin. Thank you very much, guys. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Let's do it again.
What?
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the phone.
I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on. Hold on. One more hour. Hold on, hold on.
I told him I'm in no hurry, but if I broke her heart, won't you tell her I'm sorry? Now for once in my life I'm alone, and I gotta let her know. Just in time before I go,
I've just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
Well, I left. That didn't hurt, and it's only her love that keeps me wearing this dirt. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die.
I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
Hold on, oh,
hold on. One more
Jesus Christ. That practically sucks the soul out of you. Whoa. Bee Gees, phenomenal. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're the best dead band I've ever heard.
It's true.
I don't know how many of you are still listening. At this point, you might as well just all come over.
That's what I've been saying. Come over and have a party. Nobody listens. All right, here's Thin Lizzy. WSUK FM. The Corpses of Thin Lizzy. Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, haven't much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I said the boys are back in town.
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 The boys are back in town. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town. Spread the word around. Guess who's back in town? You spread the word around. They'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. Drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer and won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Back in town,
boys are back in town.
Spread the word around. The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town. Thank you, Thin Lizzy.
Very spirited performance. In more ways than one by the dead Thin Lizzy.
And that was dead Dino the dinosaur on barking in the background. from Dino's Bar and Grill.
Who are not sponsors of ours.
No, not to disparage in any way our sponsors, such as Sambo's Restaurant on Route 32.
I would always choose Sambo's over Dino's.
Sambo's Soul Food Diner. It's an amazing place. Once again, the Beatles, the corpses thereof.
If you wear red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes.
Early one from a
wow.
That was when they used to when they still took showers.
Yeah, when they were still performing live, they were still a group at that point, and it's a refreshing to hear them again. That was, of course, the Beatles, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It's from their catalog before they became dirty hippies and enemies of the state.
Exactly. They were still on the really big shoe with Ed Sullivan.
It was still in the Justin Bieber stage.
Yeah, that was even before the book burnings after John's Jesus comment. That's when the trouble started, of course.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Yeah.
I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown, bring me round again to find. Not the man they think I am at home. ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them if you're dead. It's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man. A rocket man.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings.
Nothing but top-notch entertainment here this evening. WSUK Spring Marathon. Lots of dead people that aren't even dead sometimes. It's amazing what we can do here. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Where are you going to find that? PBS?
Hell no.
And coming up next, another, well, not necessarily technically a corpse, but soon to be, well, something resembling a corpse. Take it away, Neil Sedaka.
It could have been me, but it was you who went and bit off a little bit more than he could chew. You said you had it made. Have been had the woman no good no how. I'm thinking maybe the blood is bad. Bad,
bad
blood,
blood.
The woman was born to lie, makes promises she can't keep with a wink of an eye. You're looking to find the only thing bad blood do is mess up a good man's mind. Hear me talking now,
bad,
bad
blood.
The bitch is in a smile, the lie is on the lips, such an evil child.
Letting the slide.
WSUK, Bad Blood, Neil Sedaka. Of course, this is the song that every DJ puts on when he has to go do a dump. That old arachnid, Richard Harris, on WSUK.
Never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages we were pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a strut of a pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. Is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Another song for me, for I will sing it. There will be another dream for me, someone will dream it. I will drink the wine while it's warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will use it. I will have the things that I desire, and my passion flows like rivers through the sky. And
And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
You still have it. 80 years old, Richard Harris. Give him a big round of applause. He still has it. At 80 years old, a classic song, MacArthur's Park. And boy, do I feel better. That gave me a chance to let out a huge load. The Monkees are here with us, including the late Davy Jones and the late Mickey Dolenz. And during the break, not very many people, everybody knows Davy Jones died. Not many people know that Mickey Dolenz was eaten by a giant python in Florida not that long ago at a benefit concert held by Tiffany to preserve the Everglades.
But see, there was a big cover-up simply because Tiffany was feeding hormone-laden chickens to gators, and then what are they? That turned them into what?
That's right. Yeah.
What happened to the gators?
She was feeding steroids to the chickens, and then feeding the chickens to the alligators.
The alligators.
And they became gatoroids.
Right. So the gatoroids were on the way to get Mickey Dolenz, but the python got him first.
Even before he had a chance to open his mouth to sing, it just snapped him up. It was pretty horrible.
All he said was about pulling some song out of his ass from the 60s, and
right.
It was over.
That's all he got to do before he was eaten.
He was actually pulling it out of his ass at the moment that he was eaten.
Yeah, and that was it. That was the end of his life. So he's back with us tonight, though, on WSUK, because we dig them all up here.
And we have the shit-stained 60s tune that he pulled out of his ass that dropped on the stage to prove it. After the Python 8.
That's right. We have documented. We have hard evidence. Right? It's stinky, but
it's hard. Very hard now because it's been there for quite a while. We couldn't heat it up. They didn't want to mess with it or
that's
taint
right.
it in any way.
No.
We actually tried to sell some of his shit on eBay, but nobody would buy it. They wanted Davy Jones's shit, and we had none of that.
It's too bad we didn't extract the contents of Davy Jones' bowels when he was in the morgue. Could have sold it on eBay.
From what I heard, Marsha Brady, the chick who played her, was there, and she sucked that out of his asshole.
Wow.
In memory of the time he sang to her at a high school dance.
Wow, that is so romantic. I brings a tear to my eye. That is so beautiful.
I had tears in my eye when I first heard about it. And needless to say, I wouldn't let her near my schlong after she did that.
And where has Barry Williams been all this time? I saw him recently. I think he was the commander of the army or something.
There's some kind of mega piranhas around that he saved.
Right,
us from.
Right.
He that's saved us even, all from.
Yeah, that's right. No, it was Bigfoot. In North Dakota, and it ends up at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, is that the one where him and Danny Bonaducci?
Yeah,
Oh, I heard about that too.
It's awesome. Alice Cooper gets kicked off the stage by Bigfoot,
and rightly so. That son of a bitch.
They give him Danny Bonaducci is this hot shot. He's really arrogant. He's a real prick. And he's a DJ like us, but more of a prick. Anyway, he gives Alice Cooper a rubber snake to wear around his neck for the concert because, you know, Alice is not going to bring his own snake to North Dakota, of all places. And he's saying, what am I going to do with a rubber snake? I'm the scary guy, not Bigfoot. I need a real snake. And then Bigfoot is 30 feet high and just kicks him like a cockroach off the stage. It's pretty awesome.
The question is to see how Bigfoot became 30 feet high. I've never heard of a 30 foot Bigfoot before.
Yeah, this was pretty big.
Don't tell me because I got to see this.